Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dave Wilson. If you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together. An adventure called Dave Wilson's part of Dr. Stanley Montes' radio program. Dr. Stan is away for a couple of days, getting some much-deserved rest and recreation. We'd like to keep him in our prayers and hope that he'll be able to come back to the microphone all relaxed and ready to go. My guest this morning is Andrew Skousen. Andrew, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Dave.
I'm sorry we didn't get to meet before on the phone, but I have talked with your dad many, many times about the publication World Affairs Brief, and we have gotten a lot of good information from that source. And this morning, we'd like to know what's going on in the world again. Every week, you guys publish something that's got a real insightful look at today's news, and sometimes things going on are not always what they seem. So what's going on this week, Andrew?
Certainly. Thank you for that opportunity, Dave. Well, this week's foremost analysis is about the war in Iraq turning to Syria. Joel says, it's Obama's war now. He says, the new Iraq war is now officially Obama's war after he outlined his war strategy for attacking ISIS in both Iraq and Syria, despite trying to downplay it with a false promise of, quote, no boots on the ground, unquote. Suddenly, he is eager to get Congress to sign on to share in the blame for what will ultimately fail, just like all other U.S. interventions. Meanwhile, the neocons at Fox News are saying, I told you so, reminded Obama that George W. Bush warned in 2007 what would happen if Obama withdrew troops from Iraq too soon. But neither side is being honest about the past nor the future. The invasion of Iraq was not about fighting terror, but creating it in response to the occupation. And the latest ISIS terrorist threat is not a spontaneous uprising on behalf of Sunnis in Iraq, but a manufactured threat by Western intelligence agencies in order to justify the war on terror and allow a backhanded invasion of Syria. Both of these are interim globalist agendas in conflict creation. Last week at the NATO summit, globalist leaders in the U.S. and Europe trumpeted the demand that all Western nations had to join together in a united military action against ISIS. Obama continued that theme this week in his primetime speech to the nation Wednesday evening, saying that he would lead an international coalition against ISIS and laid out the four parts of the strategy. The New York Times summarized accordingly, quote, President Obama on Wednesday authorized a major expansion of the military campaign against rampaging Sunni militants in the Middle East, including American airstrikes in Syria and the deployment of 475 more military advisors to Iraq. But he sought to dispel fears that the United States was embarking on a repeat of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Obama said the United States was recruiting a global coalition to, quote, degrade and ultimately destroy, end quote, the militants known as the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Joel says, but many in Europe aren't buying the propaganda about ISIS. Germany and the UK were the first to back out of their leaders' commitments to join Obama in air attacks on Syria. They are otherwise still, quote-unquote, on board with the idea of fighting ISIS. But Syria is a touchy issue that isn't justified by the ISIS attack on Iraq. This from the Wall Street Journal. Quote, Germany and the UK on Thursday ruled out carrying out airstrikes on Islamic State militants in Syria, a day after President Barack Obama authorized the start of U.S. airstrikes there. We haven't been asked, nor will we do it, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said. We need to be honest with ourselves in the current situation. We don't yet have a final blanket strategy which guarantees that we'll be successful against ISIS and similar groups. His UK counterpart, Philip Hammond, explicitly ruled out airstrikes in Syria after the UK Parliament struck down such a move last year, end quote. Joel says that was when Parliament refused to go along with the U.S. on the imminent threat to attack Syria last year. The New York Times continues on Obama's claim. These American forces will not have a combat mission. We will not get dragged into another ground war in Iraq. The mission will be different from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It will not involve American combat troops fighting on foreign soil, end quote. Joel says, but this is also a fib. There are already combat troops on the ground in Iraq, directing Iraqi forces and calling an airstrike. Technically, they may not be engaging ISIS with their personal weapons in combat, but we've definitely got troops on the ground. Infowars.com comments on the NBC reporter who took issue with Obama's claim. They said, quote, NBC's chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel, who says that U.S. boots are already on the ground in Iraq, quote, I know there are already American boots on the ground where I am now, end quote, Engel told MSNBC, adding, they are troops who are staying away from reporters. They are embedded with local fighters trying to guide in airstrikes, gathering intelligence. Engel went on to state that Obama was engaged in a quote-unquote secret war to dislodge ISIS while questioning the effectiveness of such a strategy. In a subsequent interview, Engel slammed Obama's strategy to eliminate ISIS as wildly off-base, asserting that comparisons to U.S. military activity in Yemen and Somalia were an oversimplification of the problem. Joel says, yes, there are many differences. Yemen and Somali rebels are not U.S.-controlled terror groups, and they have not been eradicated with U.S. airstrikes. At best, the U.S. keeps targeting their leaders when they can be found. When the U.S. did send in combat troops, it turned into a slaughter, at least of the U.S. helicopter-borne forces, a.k.a. in Black Hawk Down. Continuing the quote, meanwhile, Obama faced criticism from some on the right, Joel inserts, those influenced by the false neocon hype about Islam being the greatest threat. Continuing the quote, on the right, who accused him of failing to acknowledge the threat posed by radical Islam after Obama remarked that ISIL is not Islamic during his speech. Obama, now let's make two things clear. ISIL is not quote-unquote Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents. Joel inserts, that's not true at all of Muslims. Fundamentalist Muslims define their enemies and innocents differently than we Americans. Continue the quote. From Obama, and the vast majority of ISIL victims have been Muslim, and ISIL is certainly not a state. ISIL is a terrorist organization, pure and simple, and it has no vision other than the slaughter of those who stand in its way, end quote. Joel says that last part is right, but that's because ISIS did not arise out of Muslim fundamentalism. It was created, funded, and armed by the West, and the U.S. turned a blind eye while ISIS was building up huge stockpiles of weapons in Syria and Iraq. Not only did the U.S. know about the depot.
Hey, let's hang on, Andrew, and we'll be back right in a few minutes with Andrew Townsend. Stay tuned. We're going to be discussing this a little bit more as we come back from this break.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company.
We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Everybody, Dave Wilson back here in this great big chair that is normally filled by Dr. Stanley Monteith. I don't by any means want to assume that I can take it for him, but he's asked me very generously to sit in for him for a couple of days while he gets a little bit of rest and relaxation at home. Keep him on your prayer list, and I'll do the best I can with these great guests that we have this morning. Andrew Skousen, who together with his dad, put out the World Affairs Brief. Now, Skousen have been regular Friday guests on the Dr. Stanley Monteith Show, and I'm glad, Andrew, that we could get together this morning. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about what you just quoted from some of your sources. Now, you and Joel get together every week and put this together so that we might understand what's really going on. And this ISIS or ISIL thing Obama has grabbed onto to create another war, is this going to be the same kind of thing as Vietnam was, as Iraq was, an undeclared war, but we're still spilling our very best blood and fortune over there?
Yes, that's right. It still hasn't turned into the same kind of full-scale attack, of course, as it was previously in Iraq, where it was the modern-day Vietnam. We think that they are certainly angling to get into Syria right now, and it seems unlikely that they'll be able to resolve that conflict without boots on the ground.
The boots on the ground business is the thing that the newscasters grab onto, and frankly, I can remember back in 1963 when I was over in Japan, and the Vietnam thing was just beginning to fire up a little bit. We had a mission from Japan all the way down there to Saigon to fly around and do some so-called intelligence gathering at the time. And they had such a top secret thing on that you couldn't believe it. And I firmly believe that we're more involved than anyone is allowing us to know in terms of boots on the ground in the Middle East. And this could come to no good end, in my opinion. What say you?
Yes, that's right. The globalists are definitely working hard to push this aspect of ISIS, of ISIS, and it definitely seems like they're working hard to build them up. ISIS did not arise out of Muslim fundamentalism all by itself. It was created, funded, and armed by the West, Joel says.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. turned a blind eye while ISIS was building up huge stockpiles of weapons in Syria and Iraq. Not only must the U.S. have known about these depots, which are clearly visible by surveillance satellites, but Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki pleaded with the U.S. to strike them before they launched out into Iraq. The U.S. did nothing in response because ISIS was their own terror creation to justify what is happening right now.
What's your thoughts about the notion that we will commit some boots on the ground here pretty soon? You can't get along with it. How do you suppose they're going to justify that? And what do you think of the Britain and Germany retreat away from this notion of helping us in this thing? It's a one-man war right now, right?
Yes, that's true. And the U.S. is willing to go it alone in Syria. Obviously, they'll have Israeli backing if they really need it. I expect that they will continue with this air war. Americans are pretty happy allowing pilots to overfly and drop plenty of munitions on these kinds of countries, or even using drones to do the job. But it seems like the air war is definitely going to be where it's at right now. I'm not sure how things will turn out in Syria itself. We'll certainly be watching that. It seems unlikely that they'll have any kind of excuse to attack that soon. Obama's vow, Joel says, to take the airstrikes into Syria is the crux of this new strategy and the key to understanding the globalist agenda in attacking the terror outfit the U.S. created and funded. Bashar al-Assad has stated that he is not giving permission for U.S. aircraft to operate over Syria. And that may be just what the U.S. needs to provoke Assad into firing on U.S. aircraft and thus open the air war on Syria broader, which the U.S. previously had to give up due to the chemical weapons dismantling agreement with Syria and Russia. But Joel says, I don't think Assad is going to fall into that trap, any more than he would have been stupid enough to attack his own people with chemical weapons. And that's why the U.S. handed the rebels chemical weapons so that they could blame Assad. But I think it's clear that the U.S. is angling for some way to get into Syria with aircraft. If Assad doesn't defend his sovereignty against U.S. intrusion, the U.S. will have to find some other way to degrade Assad's ability to fight the rebels U.S. is funding. And it might just be enough for the U.S. to warn Syria that while the U.S. is in Syrian airspace, no Syrian aircraft will be allowed to take off. And this kind of no-fly zone, in the name of safety against mistaken identity, although ISIS has no pilots nor aircraft to be mistaken for Syrian aircraft, this could very well be the way that they work their way into Syria and create the no-fly zone, which will greatly benefit the Syrian rebels who have been driven back for a large part because of Assad's air attacks against them. Mm-hmm. Infowars.com had this comment about it. They said, quote, as we documented yesterday, the White House plans to step up arms shipments to so-called, quote-unquote, moderate Syrian rebels, despite the fact that the vast majority of militants in Syria are radical jihadists and many of them are aligned with or have given weapons to ISIS.
What do you think about the idea that this ISIS thing is underwritten by funds from the Brotherhood of Darkness and so forth? Is this a multi-net backing, and is this strictly a Sunni Shiite kind of thing? These people really just puts in the hands of the global masters.
Yes, it does seem like ISIS is certainly created by the Western and globalist leaders. Every time something like this in the world grabs major news headlines, I like to stop and think about, rather than what is the official storyline saying led up to this, what is the result of this? And mm-hmm. the results that we have seen about ISIS so far is an excuse to intervene back in Iraq and a lot of new blood being added into the movement of the excuse for continuing the war on terror. So now we have a huge new terrorist group that is already being talked about, creating possible terror events against the U.S. and being the reason for Britain to escalate its terror threat levels. And I think it will continue to be the new Al Qaeda, the new bogeyman for the United States to justify their continued, Department of Homeland Security searches and their continued
right.
war on terror.
So they've freshened up their notion of somebody, some big bogeyman is out to get us in order to keep our mind off of what this country is. My opinion, frankly, can you speak to that a little bit? What actually are they trying to hide from us? What does the World Affairs Brief seem to think come of all this?
Yeah, it's interesting. Let's take this New York Times editorial. It says, now comes the issue of who is going to take the blame for this costly and futile war, which will not be a success. Obama both wants to preserve his authority as commander-in-chief to go to war whenever his globalist handlers dictate, and save face by recurring to Congress for permission so that he can escape the full blame when it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times says, quote, Mr. Obama called on Congress to authorize the plan to train and equip the rebels, something the Central Intelligence Agency has been doing covertly and on a much smaller scale. Joel says, actually, it's not a small scale at all. Look at the size of ISIS. Continuing the quote. But he asserted his authority as commander-in-chief to expand the overall campaign, which will bring the number of American troops in Iraq to 1,600. Joel inserts, the New York Times editorial board backed up the reporting by calling for Congress to approve this operation. This, of course, stands in stark contrast to the Times' constant parroting in prior years that the president doesn't need congressional approval and that the war powers granted to the president is sufficient. I'm sure the government is looking for congressional assent to give future cover for this coming policy failure. The New York Times quote says, quote, in broadening the operation beyond airstrikes in Iraq, Mr. Obama says the aim now is to retake ISIS-controlled territory in Iraq and to degrade and ultimately destroy it wherever it operates, including in its stronghold in Syria. Joel says, I can tell you now as a former Marine officer that you can't do that with airstrikes alone. It will take boots on the ground. New York Times. But even if discrete military goals are achieved in the short term, the expansion of the American role in that regional conflict carries substantial and unpredictable risks that Americans may not be willing to bear, Joel says. So the Times is acknowledging that they know people are fed up with the eternal war on terror, unless they are slowly trapped into an expanding war that will start with small but false premises, like no boots on the ground. New York Times. Quote, that's why this open-ended operation, Joel inserts, and indeed it is, which Mr. Obama says will take time, demands congressional approval, despite his claim of authority to expand the campaign in Iraq and take the fight to Syria under the Iraq War Resolution and War Powers Resolution. Joel says, there it is in black and white. The Times is backing the concept that seeking congressional approval in no way undermines the president's sole authority to proceed, but it does give him cover when it goes bad. Now, it looks like, Dave, that the Republican leadership is willing to play along with this. Of course, we've seen with the past actions of Congress that most of the Republicans are just feigning opposition to the Democrats, but they're all really playing for the same globalist team.
It seems like that when the Congress, both senators and representatives, don't seem to want to stand up for any of the laws, the Constitution and so forth, or demand anything of Obama. It comes right down to everybody denying everything, that there's no way to do it because of divisiveness in our representatives, and we just can't get anything done. But there's no hue and cry, and the American people are happy with their six-pack of Budweiser and their remote, and they don't seem to be giving a darn about what's going on. I'm hoping that something not too drastic is going to wake these people up. There was some talk that the beheadings, which were widely posted on the Internet, might awaken us. But now that seems to have passed. And do you see any hope for the future about awakening the American giant?
Well, the beheadings did provide their purpose, it seems like. It's definitely been the reason that Obama has been able to justify these airstrikes in Iraq. He was having to satisfy his anti-war constituents before those videos came out. And we talk about those videos in the brief here. Let me just see if I can find that.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Andrew Skousen. He's one of the guys who puts together the World Affairs Brief. We've talked to Joel often on a Friday morning here. And if you're interested at all in finding out about what the World Affairs Brief is like as you read it on the Internet, go to worldaffairsbrief.com and take a look at prior issues and what's up there, daily news briefing by Andrew, all kinds of good stuff on there for your edification. stuff that will help you understand what's really going on in the world today. And there will be an offer there that you can subscribe to the weekly edition. I've been a subscriber for many, many years and have always enjoyed and rather been frightened into action, shall we say, about what goes on out there. Andrew, did you find that quote you were looking for?
Yeah. So this is a unique analysis by Bernie Suarez, who writes for the leftist activist Post. Sometimes the left also has many anti-globalists, just like the conservatives right wing. And he has an article entitled 10 Signs That ISIS Is a Scripted PSYOP.
Whoops, you're going to have to hold that right there.
Okay.
As we go to another commercial break. Here we go. Let's pay for that.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Hi, everybody. We're back at about 33 minutes past the hour. Welcome you to an edition of the Dr. Stanley Montes radio program. My name is Dave Wilson. I'm sitting in here for Dr. Stan for a couple of days while he gets a little bit of rest and relaxation away from the microphone. It's pretty hard to get him to do that, and I'm glad that he is getting his stuff together here so that he will, in fact, relax just a little bit. So put him on your prayer list. He and all the folks who work at Radio Liberty out in Santa Cruz, California, they're working an awful lot to get the news out to you, just as the Scotsmans do in Middle America there. Well, Andrew, you're in Vegas, right?
No, actually. I'm in Utah now. I moved
down. Oh, you're in Utah. Okay. Well, I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Ah.
It's a...
pretty amazing stuff goes on in the communications business these days, one coast to another and right in the middle. So anyway, Andrew, thank you for being with us this morning, if I haven't said that already. And you were about to embark on a bit of a quote before I had to rudely interrupt you and pay for this program. Go ahead with that, please.
Certainly. And thank you, Dave, for your help jumping in there. We all look to Dr. Stan for his excellent radio skills, and he's done a great work over the years. We certainly will.
Absolutely.
Prayers. So this is a quote by Bernie Suarez of the Leftist Activist Post, which has some good comments about. He says, quote, "The 10 signs that ISIS is a scripted psyop," end quote. Now, psyops are psychological operations. Joel says, I won't go through all 10 of his lists because many are redundant, but here are the key excerpts. Quote, "Let us get started by pointing out several glaring observations regarding the ISIS psyop, specifically referring to the staged beheading videos. First, professional camera, editing software, and skills. Incredibly, despite being savages that only want to kill for apparently no specific burning reason other than that fact that you are not ISIS, ISIS has at least some kind of production department that can skillfully provide Hollywood-style editing with multiple camera angles, consistent daylight on their subjects, and proper video exposure. In order to put out these supposed beheading videos, they also had to make sure that the sounds were just right and that there was no shaking of the camera. The editor, apparently a man of class and decency, then is careful not to show any actual action and blood. Instead, they courteously, but sloppily, cut from the early hand action of the British-sounding supposed lead man to the post-beheading, amazingly clean shot of a head sitting on a corpse with the classic Photoshop drop shadows. Second, internet connection, video uploading capabilities, and social media accounts. According to U.S. quote-unquote intelligence sources, mouthpieces, ISIS has all the above, including social media capabilities. Amazingly, these covered-faced killers have unraveled the secret of how to outsmart every world power, including the U.S. empire, with regard to every form of communication. Here's a group of young kids who maintain internet accounts without any pass-through balances. They have wide-open social media accounts, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, that are also apparently well-maintained, Joel adds, and untraceable? Impossible. Continuing the quote, and how is ISIS able to log on to the internet? Do they have their own ISIS hacker? Who do they pay their internet bill with? ISIS again quietly has overcome this problem, Joel inserts, of NSA total surveillance, continuing the quote, in a flawless manner. Third, ISIS comes out of nowhere. How quickly ISIS rose to power and fame and how they operate in such unity should strike everyone as very odd. They solved the CIA Mossad and NSA problem and now are laughing at the global intelligence community. Joel adds, the Israeli Mossad is the most expert organization at infiltrating Arab and Muslim terrorist groups in the world. They even have agents inside all the Arab governments, including Iran. No one does this better. When you read any of the books on the market about Israeli infiltration and spy successes, you come away with the assurance that they have infiltrated all of their neighbors, friends and enemies alike. So I find it utterly inconceivable that Mossad does not have agents in every single Syrian rebel faction, including ISIS. In fact, most of these agents quickly rise to high levels in these organizations. So there's no way that the U.S. and Israel would be surprised by the rise of ISIS. And it's all but certain they created and worked with ISIS all along the way. Continuing the quote by Bernie Suarez. Fourth, endless secret water, food, and meal supply. When I was in the military, I remember the supply specialist. Their full-time job was tagging along on our field trip, making sure the unit had enough food and water. So where is ISIS getting their supplies? Who's feeding them with food and water? Perhaps their food and water suppliers are all part of a secret operation being hidden by the world's new leader of counterintelligence. And speaking of supplies, who's supplying their ammunition? The military gear, including tanks, artillery weapons, and high-powered guns, all just happen to work perfectly. Joel inserts, no need for repair depots. Fifth, super-secret names and identities of their members. Have you noticed that no one knows who ISIS is? What their names? What are their names? No, not one member of ISIS is capturable or identifiable to the world. It's like they never existed, Joel inserts, except the mythical al-Baghdadi, who is probably working for the Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing the quote, amazingly, ISIS is unknown to anyone and skilled at knowing when to wear their mask. One thing we know is that ISIS thus far has been almost perfect at hiding their faces. Not one video or photo exists where one member of ISIS showed his face. Amazing? Yes, for a group that has regular social media and internet access. Let that sink in. Six, great timing. Just in time to create a new war on terror. Bush neocons controlling Obama, Joel inserts. Actually, they are all just plain globalist neocons. They are not controlled by Bush, who doesn't control anything. Continue the quote. And the globalists benefit greatly from more, not less, terrorism. An end to the war on terror would leave the U.S. without the planned conquering of Syria and Iran and reconquering Iraq. Without a bogey monster like ISIS to provide the pretext for invading these countries, the plan has no legs. According to U.S. politicians pushing the ISIS PSYOP narrative, ISIS is not only unwilling to attack Israel, Joel inserts, for good reason, Israel has a first-class war machine. Continue the quote. They instead prefer to make plans to travel all the way to the other side of the world to attack the world's most powerful empire of all time. And for good measure, as if to flaunt their super counterintelligence capabilities, they are willing to announce ahead of time their travel plans to fly halfway across the world to attack American cities. Seventh, follow the money. What money? Apparently ISIS is not just lucky, they also have a lot of money that no one seems to know the origin of. And they are very versatile, Joel inserts. Money of this quantity is impossible to launder without Western banking collusion. Continuing the quote. According to government mouthpiece quote-unquote experts like Colonel Anthony Schaffer and others, we know a lot about ISIS. They have money, they are organized, etc. But think about it. How come they know so much about ISIS's financial abilities but don't know who funded them or what bank accounts they have? End quote. Joel says Suarez's last comment is classic. U.S. and its allies' intelligence only, quote-unquote, know enough to scare you with ISIS, but not enough to actually stop their banking activity, except by dinning up another expensive war of intervention in the Middle East, Joel adds.
Okay, we're going to hold that. We'll give you the source for what Andrew has been talking about as we come back from this break. Hang in there. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
For something as down-to-earth as corn silage, subliminal advertising doesn't make sense.
High tonnage.
Corn silage hybrids from DuPont Pioneer offer top-notch yields and high quality.
Truckload tonnage.
There's high starch, high tonnage, and several BMR options.
Tip the scales.
Those options are just one part of a total feed solution that includes alfalfa, inoculants, and grain corn.
Quality in.
And the silage zone resource, which offers support all year long.
Quality up.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about corn silage and BMR options that fit your operation.
Hi, everybody. We're back for the last few minutes of this morning's Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program. My name is Dave Wilson, sitting in here for him. While he takes a little bit of a break, we're talking with Andrew Skousen this morning, and we've just been talking about an article that was put up on the web by Bernie Suarez, 10 Signs That ISIS is a scripted psyop, and you can find that for your further perusal at shiftfrequency.com, and just go ahead and search for the word ISIS. That's shiftfrequency.com. But a better way to do this whole thing is go to worldaffairsbrief.com and look around in there and see all the good stuff that Mr. Joel Skousen and Andrew Skousen have put together. You might even want to subscribe. I think that's probably one of the smartest things that anybody listening to this radio program could do. That's worldaffairsbrief.com. And Andrew, we were talking about ISIS. In fact, we talked about ISIS pretty much this whole morning, as being one of the more important things that's going on in the world today. There's a lot of other things that are going on, and our focus on the Middle East is taking us away from the congressional abrogation of their responsibility to our Constitution, the buildup of military police forces, the decline of American education, and all kinds of other things going on. Is it your take that all this stuff in the Middle East is mainly to get our minds off domestic affairs?
You know, it definitely seems that that's part of it. You know, the way that the news, feeds things to us sometimes doesn't help us see where the inconsistencies are with that. Take for example that that Obama and the other Democrats have taken a back seat to the idea of their push for immigration reform. Mm-hmm. We comment about this later. In the brief, Joel actually says, several Democrats running for re-election this November pleaded with the White House to not press forward with any more executive actions on behalf of illegals to allow them to stay in the U.S. The electorate is up in arms about spending $2 billion to house illegal youth at taxpayer expense while awaiting deportation hearings, an unnecessary and purposeful delay to push forward the cause of amnesty. The Dems know that the voters will make them pay, so Obama agreed to delay any further immigration action until after the election. But they'll be back when they are safe from voter wrath. You take a look at this this border issue. This is something that is sort of being played down in the news so that great action isn't taken to close up the border, which is what we say should happen. You can build a fairly quick, 8-foot tall chain link fence along the border that would significantly slow down the numbers crossing that. And if the terror threat is really a significant event, this would be top priority on the Obama and neocons agenda. And yet you don't hear a peep relating the holes in the border with the terrorist threats that are facing us. You know, how did the terrorists get into the country? They aren't really just flying in on planes. Is this really what we expect? It almost seems like the narrative is that the only opportunity for them to come into the country is through Department of Homeland Security channels, and that's why we need Department of Homeland Security rather than crossing across the porous border with Mexico. Joel says, during the ISIS article, he comments about this. He says, Obama harps on the threat presented by ISIS, concentrating on the beheading and bogus claims about defected Americans coming back home to attack us. Obama, quote, I'm sorry, this is from the The New York Times, quote, for all of Obama's efforts to reassure the public, his remarks were a stark acknowledgement of the threat posed by the militants whose lightning advance through Iraq and Syria and videotaped beheading of two American journalists have reignited fears of radical Islamic terrorism. There is no evidence that ISIS is plotting an attack on the United States, Mr. Obama said. But he added, if left unchecked, these terrorists could pose a growing threat to Americans because of foreign fighters, including some from the United States, who have traveled to Syria and Iraq and who could return home to carry out attacks. Joel says about this, this is strange. Why hypothesize about the few Americans he claims have joined the ranks of ISIS? And they are probably planted by the CIA, when the obvious threat would be radicalized ISIS terrorists crossing the open border with Mexico and performing normal random acts of terror like blowing up electrical pylons or setting off car bombs in shopping malls. I'll tell you why, Joel says. The fact that there have been no intrusions by terrorists before or after 9/11 by crossing the open U.S.-Mexico border is powerful evidence that these terror operations are all controlled or at least influenced by Western intelligence, who aren't allowing such attacks. This border vulnerability of the soft underbelly of the U.S. simply could not have escaped the notice of real terrorists in the past 10 years. Small acts of terror are cheap and effective, so what's stopping them? The only answer is that whoever is controlling these terrorists is stopping them from traveling to attack the U.S. on the border. If they did allow cross-border attacks on the U.S., there would be an immediate hue and cry by the American public to seal the southern border. And that would, of course, get in the way of the globalist agenda to smother conservative voters with millions of illegals from Latin America who vote Democratic. And that's why this obvious type of attack isn't happening. The establishment says that this isn't happening because the terrorists prefer high-profile attacks like 9/11. Wrong. Only black ops have a preference for and the ability to carry out these kinds of high-profile attacks. It's way too complex for indigenous jihadists to carry off something as difficult as 9/11. As the results, or as the evidence that continues to come out about 9/11 has proved.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a classic example of how the media narrative fails to point out these glaring inconsistencies between what we are being told about the threat of Islamic jihadists against us and where the most logical routes of real terrorism would strike us. There have been a few commentators who have tried to point this out. One even traveled to Mexico dressed up as Osama bin Laden and then crossed the border over into Texas to prove his point.
Oh dear, really?
But it just shows that some of the efforts by Congress that they claim are being a stalemate aren't actually.
Okay, we're coming to the end of our time together, Andrew. Thank you very much for being with me this spring, and we'll be talking to you again real soon. Thank you, Andrew, and good day after morning.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Wilson, and we've been talking with Andrew Skousen this morning. He's the producer, along with Joel Skousen, of the World Affairs Brief. You can go to worldaffairsbrief.com and see what we're talking about. You can also apply there and pay for a subscription to this weekly update. And as we say goodbye to Andrew, I was just thinking how many years he and his dad have put together to bring us this news. And I'm wondering if we're paying attention to the news as much as we ought to. And that brings to mind Dr. Stanley Monteith, who famously says, bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it will be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And that's the way Dr. Stan opens up every edition of Radio Liberty and possibly the Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program on this station that you're listening to right now. And we need to put him down in our prayers right now for he and all the other people who work so tirelessly up on the hill overlooking the Monterey Bay. I'm looking out my window at the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach, having just moved here and enjoying my time. And Dr. Stan has graciously trusted me with the morning program for a few days. We'll be back on Monday with Larry Pratt talking about some issues. Great lineup of people for next week. I hope that you will include us in your listening. Right now, I'd like to talk a little bit about support. You know, Radio Liberty is a very, very expensive thing to have ongoing. Dr. Stan does 5 hours, that's right, 5 hours of talk radio every day on various networks, radio radio stations and internet stations scattered across these United States and actually around the world. And it's only your support that allows him to continue to get the word out. He is so passionate. For the last, oh my goodness, how long have I known him? I've known him for 25 years now, and his passion was at its peak going even back then. So from there to now, I can't imagine how many hours of talk radio that he's done to try to give you some benefit of his expertise on the subject of what's really happening in the world today. He's written several books, as you know, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and The Brotherhood of Darkness, both of which can be had by you by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Radio Liberty at 800-544-8927, or you can write them at Post Office Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Now, Soquel, it's spelled Soquel, Soquel, California, Post Office Box 969, and the zip again, 95073. You can also go, of course, to RadioLiberty.com, and that's where I am right now on my laptop, looking at all of the things that are available for you to use, actually free of charge. There are books there, certainly audio things that you can listen to. There are special sales events going on. There are videos that you can watch free of any charge whatsoever. And